It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter.
What's up? Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, man. I'm doing all right. I don't know what the hell that was. Great way to start
it's
the
Friday,
show.
It's Friday, man. We feel goofy.
It's Friday, just being a bunch of weirdos. All right, so let's get right to it, because this story bothers me. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Hart, you know, the comedian, actor, he's been in a ton of stuff, really kind of blown up over the last few years.
I'm sure you know who he is.
So he was supposed to host the Academy Awards, all right? He was tapped as being the host for this year's, and people were excited about it. He was excited. That's a big honor. Mm-hmm. However, he has recently been relieved of his duties as the host of the Academy Awards because of some tweets that he posted 10 years ago.
Now, did they relieve him, or did he back out?
They ended up letting him go. So he did not. He ended up not apologizing for the tweets himself. He said, "I'm sorry if I hurt anybody. It was a long time ago." I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But apparently, they were tweets of the homophobic nature. He apologized to the LGBTQ community for his insensitive words. Mm-hmm. Now, on Thursday, the comic refused to apologize for homophobic tweets from almost a decade ago. He has deleted those tweets since the announcement on Tuesday that he will not host the 2019 Oscars.
Hmm. 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Now, this also happened to James Gunn, the director.
Yeah, yeah.
He was let go of his duties for the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, and he's done an amazing job with those movies. Mm-hmm. And because of tweets that he had like 10 years ago, they let him go. Disney let him go from that
insane,
directorial
dude.
Job.
It's insane. So I think you guys know where we're going to go with this one, man. It happened 10 years ago.
Yep.
I was a completely different person 10
now,
years
and
ago.
And again, we are not justifying saying what he said was right.
Right.
Absolutely not. No. But it was 10 years ago. He's not the same guy now. It'd be different if he had a, like, all right, 10 years ago, and then 9 years ago he had some, and then 8 years ago he tweeted some stuff, and then said, like, if he did it, like, continuously, okay, then you got a problem. But we've all said and done stupid things when we were younger at different points in our life that we regret.
Think about this, too. 10 years ago, that was a different era.
Absolutely.
It's an absolutely different era. Things were different back then.
Yeah.
The way things were said were different
back
then.
And again, not saying it's right, but yeah, it's different. And to punish someone who is obviously, you know, changed, mm-hmm. he's regretful for doing it. It's not something that he continued to be part of his moral fiber. Mm-hmm. And you're going to fire him over something a decade ago?
So these people that are pulling these tweets from 10 years ago deserve for their Twitter to be gone through.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let's dig up some of your past.
Make sure you've never
angel.
Said anything off color, right. off putting, anything like that. It really does bother me.
It's ridiculous.
There's
man.
No reason for this. And how bored are people that they're going back through someone's Twitter 10 years?
Yeah. They're just reaching for material, man. Yeah. They're reaching for news. They want.
Apparently.
It's unbelievable. So, like, for. Put yourself in the position.
Mm-hmm.
You did something 10 years ago.
Oh, dude.
Probably wasn't right. You probably didn't say something that you should have.
I was 22 10 years ago. Do you think I was saying all the right things and doing all the right things? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
And I would hope that people would understand that I was young, said things that mm-hmm. I shouldn't have, or I was in a different spot.
Like, imagine now, again, boss man Bill came into the studio right now, slapped down a piece of paper in front of you,
yep.
and it was a transcript from you know, your Facebook post from 10, 12 years ago.
Be MySpace, bro.
MySpace, right. And he's like, look at this.
Yeah.
What explain this.
Explain
that. It was 10 years ago,
10
man.
Years ago.
So it blows my mind that it's an actual thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And it's, if being Kevin Hart, his mind's got to be blown, too. Like, come on, man. Well, now, wasn't even famous.
He did, yeah, back then, 10 years ago, absolutely.
You know, so it's like you're saying stuff and you're not famous. You don't know you're going to be famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're paying for, because I'm sure he's a little careful now. I'm sure he walks on eggshells.
Yeah.
Even before this happened, he knows that he's famous. If I say something dumb, something's going to happen.
Yep.
Somebody's going to get pissed and I'm going to be called out for it.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, when you're just a regular Joe Schmo, you don't care.
No, you don't care and you don't think about it. It's different. And again, you're in a different spot. Yeah. Maybe you're trying to be edgy. And again, I'll have to reiterate this, because I don't want anybody sending us money saying, how dare you support. No, what we're saying, not what he said was right, or what James Gunn said was right, or mm-hmm. anybody. But it was a different time. People change. Mm-hmm. People's views change. People mature. They grow. And so, and the fact that now he is out of a job. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous to me. Just absolutely
like a,
ridiculous.
It just reminds me of like a terrible, horrible relationship.
How perfect do these people think they are that they can judge someone from 10 years ago?
Yeah. It's like you have a 10-year relationship with this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within the first 2 months of your relationship, you kissed another girl.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, you guys are fighting, right?
Yeah.
And then she brings it up. Well, yeah, 10 years ago,
yeah,
you kissed Sally.
Yeah.
And it's like it's one of those situations.
Yep.
It's like, you know, can you let it go?
Leave the past. If you have come to terms, leave the past in the past.
Right.
You can't be digging that stuff up to discredit. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I feel bad for Kevin Hart. I mean, he obviously is remorseful for the comments he made, mm-hmm. and he did apologize to the community, but he did say, he said, quote, I passed on the apology. I'm not going to continue to go back
Good.
And tap into the days of old when I've moved on. I'm in a completely different space in my life, obviously. Mm-hmm. So
that's just unbelievable to me, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Kevin Hart's he's a great comedian.
Yeah.
He'd be a great host.
Yeah.
He's selling out arenas
yeah.
right now.
And again, it's just the microscope. I would love you. I think you hit the nail on the head. Let's go back to all these people that are digging up stuff. To be fair, let's go into everyone's past tweets,
yeah.
everyone's past posts or comments they've made.
Yeah, let me look at your Google search history.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's check that out.
Let's check it out. You know, let's really put everyone under a microscope, yeah. and you'll lose your job because of it. Come on.
These people are trash, man.
10 years ago. Jesus.
We just need to call these people out.
Yep.
We need to call them out.
Now they're on the moral high ground. They won't accept it. They won't accept it, for God's sakes. Well, anyway, that's another nice rant today. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something about...
Get something off your chest going into the weekend.
That's right. That's good. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check out more, WIRX.com. Do some exploring. And always make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show, Monday through Friday on Rock 107 WIRX. We'll see you next time.